This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And now, a Blaze Media Podcast.
That it is, and welcome to it, Chewing the Fat with yours truly, Jeff Fisher. And we'll begin today, the 6th of March, 2020, where we left off yesterday. Dunkin' Donuts, launching their ultimate snack for all the meat lovers out there, including me, a bag of bacon. Now, it sounds like it might be good. And it's got brown sugar and black pepper seasoning. It's they claim that it's smoked with natural cherry wood. I think that's just a sales pitch. But, I mean, it's like they drive the semi-trailer past cherry wood as they're delivering it. So, and the guy is smoking a cigarette, so it's cherry wood smoked. But we have to try this. We have to do maybe a spoon segment with the Dunkin' Donuts bacon. There was another product, too, we were going to do a spoon segment on. We're going to start doing some spoon segments on the YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat. So be sure to go
to Chewing the Fat.
Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Well, where can I find that?
On YouTube.
Oh, YouTube is the location.
Correct.
And I just type in
Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
And what am I supposed to be looking for?
You look for the YouTube channel and subscribe.
But is there like a picture that is recognizable?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's a picture of me with my hands in front of my mouth.
Blocking
Corona. I don't want to breathe on you. I'm probably the first YouTube channel Corona free. So, you're welcome. That's all I'm saying. You're welcome. Now, I will say this story does not bode well for the Dunkin' Donuts bacon.
And by the way, I don't know if you got the memo. It's Dunkin'.
What did I say?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, that's what it's... So, it's just Dunkin'.
It's Dunkin'. Don't you dare bring donuts. They're not about donuts anymore.
Kind of like we can't call Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken
it's
anymore. It's just KFC.
So Dunkin' is Dunkin', and don't you dare bring up the donuts.
It says Dunkin' Donuts.
Seriously? Like,
that's what it says, though.
Do you want to do
the headline says, Dunkin' Donuts launches the ultimate snack.
Keeps.com. Are you trying to lose your hair?
I am, too. That's why I go to Keeps.com. So a lot of the reports are not well on the Dunkin' bacon bag. Huh? And that was tough, too. You can't say Dunkin' without donuts.
You just did it.
You can't. You can't do it. And I love Dunkin'.
I forget what we're just
donuts.
Doing.
Donuts.
Hold on. We're still in the intro, aren't we? I was wondering why you're pointing at me. It's like, the bit? What bit? We just finished the bit. What more do you need me to do? It's Friday. You got me working to the bone. That's what it is.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all stressed out.
That's me.
It's like you give and you give, but you forget that in order for you to give and give, someone has to produce that giving.
I mean, hate people that complain about their jobs, man. Maybe we need to do a handbook. You see where Tesla has the Tesla leaked employee handbook? Really cool, and it's called the Anti-Handbook Handbook. And I was going through it, and I thought, it reminds me, it should be the Blaze Handbook. It should be the Mercury Blaze Handbook from Glenn Beck. Because I know that I've seen our producer's handbook,
Yeah, I give it to you.
But that's more, and according, it's titled The Producer's Handbook, which is genius, and it's called Guideline.
What else would it be?
I'm sorry?
What else would you call that?
I don't know. I'm just saying Producer's Handbook is genius, and it's titled Guidelines for Packaging, Branding, and Promoting.
Yeah, what else do you
want? With Blaze Media at the bottom. So, I mean, like I said, it's genius. Now, the Tesla anti-handbook is kind of interesting. And it goes to, I just feel like it really is, it should be a Glenn Beck and Elon Musk are kind of are the same kind of thing. And it goes, it starts off, it's like four pages. That's it.
That's it?
It's four pages.
Well, if you need to speak more, you're doing it wrong?
It's funny, that's the ending of it. Is
I haven't read it yet.
The ending of the handbook. Let's see. Moral of the story. The theme of the above standards is simple. Just behave like the sort of person you want as your coworker. Treat everyone like you want to be treated. Tesla must be the kind of company where people look forward to coming to work in the morning. Life is too short for anything else. If and this is just me saying this, not Tesla.
You're reading between the lines.
You can't be that person. Get out.
By the way, if you go to some of our high standards, I don't like that they blacked out the website.
Well, I mean, why not?
I want to know. As for everything else, such as information about our pay policy, meals.
Yeah, it gives everything. They blacked out the website.
Website at.
It feels like Elon just did this himself.
Absolutely.
Because if it was leaked, you have a great point.
That.
You leak it.
You leak
everything.
When you're leaking, everything. You're leaking.
Yes.
You're not redacting. You're just leaking because you want the world to know.
I wonder if this is although this website, interestingengineering.com, who doesn't go to that website every day?
I go every day. I missed yesterday, which is why I missed these. The Tesla employee handbook.
Job duties, it's your responsibility to understand what's expected of you. Just show up. What do I do? It's your responsibility.
I do like the no call, no show.
The what?
No call, no show.
Yes.
Our assumptions would be that if you don't call and don't show up for work, you're a jerk.
Yep.
You better have a good reason for not letting us know why you didn't come
One
in.
One time is enough.
Or you are out of here.
They have a list under stupid stuff.
Yes.
Okay? So their stupid stuff is stealing or deliberately damaging company property, disclosing confidential information. Oh, you mean like leaking the anti-handbook handbook? And at the end of stupid stuff, it says, the list could go on and on. If you think you're the kind of person who might do something that could be on the list of stupid stuff, do us all a favor and leave now.
Oh, look, you can't be working for Tesla.
Who?
You.
Why?
Really? How much stupid stuff does this company tolerate from you?
Under fun, make sure you're having fun at work. Meet new friends. Push yourself in new ways. Try new things. If you aren't having fun at some level, you'll be unhappy. We don't want that. We want you to work hard, love what you do, and have fun. I mean,
that's
hello.
That's cute. I like it.
Right? I mean, that's outstanding. It does sound like the place you want to work, though. And I really do mean that.
It is. Tardiness. What's your policy on tardiness, Jeffy?
My policy?
Yeah.
Look, I don't have tardiness. I'm never tardy.
Oh, I know that.
I am never tardy.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I believe, personally, my own belief, you have a job to do, and when it's your time to do your job, you should be there to do your job. Period.
I like that. Tesla tardiness is your tardy is something kids are told in school. This is in school. Plan to be here on time, ready to start work when you're scheduled. Traffic happens. Traffic
accidents happen. Right.
We get them, but they don't happen every Monday during football season.
Right. And look,
you don't know that.
Have I been sometimes I'm late when I'm not really in my mind. I'm late and I'm not
but
really
late. But you're not late. Really late.
I'm not really late. I'm just late because I like to be here and be prepared to work. That's what attendance is supposed to be. That's what your job is. Because for years, I worked in radio for a million freaking years. You have a shift, right? And you show up to do your shift. And then when you're done with whatever you're supposed to do, you leave. Those days are kind of gone. That's old school radio. I get it. Yeah. But that's what I was raised on. And that's what I believe. You know, like we have a kind of a set time to record the podcast every day for those of you that don't listen or watch it live.
I'm punching in the face.
And so, I mean, I'm here. It's just you get here, and that's what you do. You're here for your job. Are there times when you're going to be? Absolutely. Are there times when you're sick? Yes. Are there times when you're going to be late? I remember one of the first times I was actually late here. I was still doing the radio show every day, and this is the first time in a long time. Well, ever that I actually lived in a different time zone than Eastern. So, I mean, I've lived up and down the East Coast, Eastern time zone, but I've just visited other time zones. So when we moved to Texas, we're in a different time zone. And I remember waking up one morning and, you know, the show starts at 8, but 8 Central, 9 Eastern, right? So I remember waking up and the sun was coming through the windows, which it never is when I wake up, okay? Which means that I woke up late. And I looked at the clock, and it was like 6:45. And I was like, holy cow. Okay, good. I got plenty of time. I can still hop in the shower. I can make it by 9 o'clock, no problem. And as I'm just about ready to hop in the shower, it was the only time I ever came to work without taking a shower. Because I was just about ready to walk in the shower, and it was, you know, like 7 o'clock, and I realized, holy crap, it's not 9 o'clock. The show starts at 8. It's just dressed and out the door, man. And, you know, I live, you know, in Oklahoma, so it's quite a drive to get to the studios within an hour. But, you know, I made it before the show starts, so I'm on time for the show. I'm on time. I'm not late. But for me, man, that threw that. I'm still off kilter for that. And that happened, you know, 8 years ago. I need a drink. Let's go to the break room. I need an ice cold Coca-Cola Zero. One of the things that make America America is get in your vehicle and go. As my stepdad always said, before you even think about seeing the world, see the United States first. And don't even think about seeing other countries until you see the U.S. And that's what makes this book that much better. 100 drives, 5,000 ideas. And Joe Yogers, international journalist, author for the world. That would be considered international. And for the National Geographic. Just a global badass is what he is. Joe Yogers has put together a book for the National Geographic, 100 drives, 5,000 ideas. And Joe, welcome to Chewing the Fat. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today, Jeff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love to. This is one of my favorite things. My wife is going to be as jealous of you already because she wants nothing to do but get in the car and go. That's her thing.
I feel the same way. Yeah. There's nothing I like better than getting in the car and just driving. And it's so much better than flying or boating or training or busing or anything else. It's just getting in your own car and taking off.
So I noticed that it says here on the title even says 5,000 ideas. Were you the one that went through and actually numbered each idea? I mean, can we trust you on that? We know there's 5,000 of them?
I don't know if there's exactly 5,000. I can tell you there's more than 100 drives in this book, despite the name.
That's beautiful. Now, what was out of the ones before we get into it? I know you have there's a couple of things that I know in the book. You have Hawaii, and you have St. John, right, in the Virgin Islands.
That's right. Yes.
I don't know. You know, Joe. I mean, you can't get there from here. You know, I mean, unless you have a duck boat, that drive is a long drive.
You have to fly and rent a car. But that could be true a lot of the mainland trips, too. If you live in Washington State and you're going to Florida, you may want to fly rather than drive to do your road trip down in the Florida Keys.
That's true. I mean, although the point of traveling the U.S., if you're not just a... unless, you know, I guess you have to have the time, right? I mean, how long, if you start in Washington, I mean, every place is walkable if you have the time, right? So, I mean, it's same with the car. You can get wherever you want to go if you have the time. So how long?
You can do the Cannonball Run part and drive through in 42 hours by trading off with another driver. So.
That's tough. That's tough. You don't really get to see a lot. While doing
that. No, you
that.
Don't, especially in the dark.
So what was your favorite trip? Out of the ones. Now, I'm guessing, and this is just an idea, you took every trip, every single stinking trip you took.
I have to admit that I didn't.
I didn't
take all of the Canada trips. Because these books sell so well in Canada, they wanted a certain amount of Canadian chapters. So
yeah,
we have
course.
14 Canada trips and 86 U.S. trips. And I haven't done all the Canada trips because I only had a year to do this book. And there was no way that I could do all of those trips in the time or with the budget,
of course,
frankly. And so there's a couple of Canada ones where I had to talk to people on the phone and do a lot of research and map it out. And
look, people have taken trips. That's how we hear about trips, right? People take a trip and say, you've got to do this trip. This is what we did. This is what makes it so great.
Yeah. Well, like the Trans-Labrador trip, which is from Quebec up to the Labrador coast on the Atlantic side of Canada. I have not done the Trans-Labrador trip. I've done the very lower part of it down near the St. Lawrence Valley, but I haven't done it through the backwoods and the tundra. So.
And the key word there would be yet, because I know, you know, that's something that if you're a road trip guy,
I definitely want to do the drives that I haven't done, not just here, but all around the world. I have a bucket list of drives I want to do. So,
out of this book, what was your favorite? Which one was your favorite drive?
Wow, there's so many that I like.
Pull one out of the back pocket. You know, tell me which one it was.
The ones that tend to be the ones that are clearest in my mind are the last ones I did for the book. So I did the Hudson from New York City up the Hudson Valley to the Adirondacks and a big loop around the Adirondacks to Lake Champlain and then through the Berkshires over to Boston. So I got three different chapters out of that trip: the Lower Hudson, the Adirondacks, and then the Berkshires. And that was an amazing drive because I'd been through the Lower Hudson before, driving through there, but I'd never been through Western Massachusetts or the Adirondacks. And amazing countryside because me being from the West, I'm used to there being big national parks and big forest areas out here, but you kind of don't expect it of the East. Right. And the remarkable thing about these parks, like Adirondack Park, is the fact that 100, 150 years ago, they were deforested to build ships and to fire factories and things. And now all the trees have grown back. So you have these amazing woodland areas that have come back from the verge of destruction. You know, there's a place that in called the Pennsylvania Wilds in northern Pennsylvania. Yeah. That in the Alleghenies that several of these drives go through and that I wrote about in the Parks book before this one. And at one point in time, it was called the Pennsylvania Desert because there were no trees left.
Right.
And now you drive through it and you can't believe there were never, ever any trees here. So it's things like that. It's the surprising things that really, you know, I did the Florida Keys drive. It's a very familiar one, the Overseas Highway, Miami to Key West. Millions of people do it every year,
sure do.
But I had never done it before. I had been to Key West by boat, but I had never driven there. And I found that just amazing, especially Key Largo, which is the island that's right in the middle of that drive.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The fact that it's not overrun by, there's great places to stay, there's great food. It has the best coral reef and the best snorkeling anywhere on mainland America. It has a coral reef like I haven't even seen in Hawaii or the Caribbean. It's so pristine. and it's just off the overseas highway. So it's surprises like that that I really liked in putting together this book.
Did you do any that were, brought, opened up your heart a little bit? I know you have one drive, The Trail of Tears. And did you do any drives where you went, wow, this is, I mean, it's just an incredible idea that this actually happened and I'm going back over this horrific thing that happened?
Yeah, that was one I debated whether I should put it in or not, and I just thought that it really should be there.
Yeah.
It's not an obvious one, and it is a national trail that the National Park Service kind of maintains things with state parks along the way, but it's not kind of a posted route to take as a drive, and I thought it really needs to be in there because it's a big part of America's legacy, and it shouldn't be forgotten, and not only is it historically important, but there's interesting cities and towns and national parks, like the Great Smoky Mountains along the way.
Yeah.
And I have the book also has a African-American heritage drive from Washington, D.C. to New Orleans. And I felt that was important to get in there. And there's a lot. It's also, you get emotional at times because, you're driving through the South. It has to deal with the subject of slavery. It also goes through places that were at the heart of the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. But it ends up in New Orleans, which is a town with incredible incredible food and music legacy of African Americans, right? And so even though it has these very emotive points along the way, I think it ends on an upbeat note because you get to New Orleans and it's party town and, so yeah, there are things like that. You also think when driving across the Midwest and the West, there's the Oregon Trail and the Lewis and Clark route and Santa Fe Trail and things like that. If you stop and think about it and you look at the old sections of the dirt road that our ancestors traveled, you think to yourself, how did they ever do
it? No kidding. I cannot tell you. Every time I go into St. Louis coming from Illinois, I think, I would have stopped here. I was just, good. I'm good right here.
A lot of people did, but a lot of people kept going. And I always wonder, how bad was their life where they were, that they're willing to put up with months or even years of the weather and the insects?
Yeah.
And
I mean, the overall struggle in itself was just amazing.
Yes, it was. And a lot of people didn't make it. There's graves along the way.
Yeah.
And you also, and some of these drives, again, going back to North Dakota, which I've been to a couple times, you wondered, there were people that stopped and lived, and they decided that North Dakota was their paradise. And I really liked North Dakota. I really liked North Dakota, but they have air conditioning now, and there's heating in the winter. There's central heating. And I was reading a book while I was in North Dakota about a Scandinavian family that settled there in the 1880s, 1890s, and what they had to go through. And I'm thinking,
right,
this was better. How bad was Norway or Sweden that this is what they decided was better?
Well, I mean, it was part of their, it was the American dream, right? I mean, that was it. That was the beginning of the American dream, and where they realized, this is our American dream. This is our dream.
Sure. And it eventually became that because it's a great place to live now. But like I said, now they have air conditioning and central heating. They didn't in the 1880s.
I know. I get it. So
I can see why people kept going and ended up in California because, along the coast, you don't need central heating or air conditioning. So you didn't even have to think about it. So that's why so many people ended up coming to California, because they went through those other places and it's like, I'm not stopping here. I'm going to keep going on the road.
So. Have to. Yeah. Right. I mean, we make the jokes about the people that finally stopped, but it's the people that went, I'm not stopping here. We've made it this far. We're going to continue to go. I'm told it's better over there.
But there must have been amazing moments, too. And I had these amazing moments on these drives, doing these drives. When you're driving across the Great Plains and you're driving through Kansas and Nebraska and the Dakotas and then the eastern part of Wyoming and Colorado, and all of a sudden, off on the horizon is this faint rise of mountains. And you get to, you know, the Front Range in Colorado, and it just goes straight up from the plains. And I remember stopping along the highway and thinking, what did people think that came this way in a covered wagon? And they stopped. They had no idea. There was no internet. There was no television. There was no movies. They had no idea that this thing was in front of them. They just knew that somewhere out there were these mountains, and they'd eventually get to them. And it must have blown their minds.
Yeah, no kidding.
That these mountains, which were bigger than anything they had ever seen or imagined, just were looming in front of them.
Joe Yogers, 100 Drives, 5,000 Ideas is who we're speaking to. And the book, a National Geographic book, is well worth your time. Who did you do the photography as well, or most of it?
No, I wish I did the photography. I did every single word in the book, but I did none of the photos.
The photography is beautiful, and I'm hawking for my wife now. You know, if she needs pictures taken, she's there for you, Joe. No problem. I
mean, National Geographic, as you know, has they have a photo library.
Yes, they do.
With millions of images that goes back to 1888 when they first started. So most of these are taken from their photo library on other assignments over the years for the Yellow Magazine or for other books or things like that. So I have to thank all of the photographers who contributed to this, and also to the photo editor in Washington, D.C., the photo staff there for picking out these books, these photos.
That's a long way to tell me no for my wife, but that's okay, Joe. I appreciate it.
Hey, they won't even run my photos, and I'm a pretty good photographer. So
what's next on your trip list? What's next?
A road trip outside of the United States, in Croatia. Of all places.
I'm told that's beautiful. All jokes aside, I know the joke would be, I hear it's beautiful this time of year, but I'm told that Croatia is actually beautiful.
I haven't been there since it was Yugoslavia, so that tells you how long ago it was.
Yeah.
The next book in this series is called 100 Cities, and I'm about 60%. As of yesterday, I had written 60 of the 100.
Okay.
I still have some trips to do. So I'm doing a road trip from Zagreb, which is the capital of Croatia, down along the Adriatic coast to Dubrovnik. So both of those cities are in one chapter in the book. And I have been to Dubrovnik, but it was 30 years ago, and actually more than that now, 31, 32. And I've never been to Zagreb, so this gives me a chance to do that. And this is assuming that it doesn't get canceled because of you-know-what.
Yeah,
around.
I know.
Because I've had another trip. I was supposed to go to Fiji and the Solomon Islands at the end of May. That trip has most definitely been canceled.
Really?
Because small island countries in the South Pacific are totally shutting down.
Interesting.
In this case, it was the Solomon Islands. They said I couldn't go there, or no one can go there, if you are coming from a country where there is an identifiable case of coronavirus.
Wow.
There are now 70 countries that have cases.
Right.
So the Solomon Islands has basically cut themselves off from 70 countries.
I mean,
including most of the major nations of the world.
You can't blame them. Really?
No, I can't.
Right,
it's a
now
small
you can.
Population. Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's the easiest way for them to control it. Is to just shut themselves off. And,
at least for now, until we get a handle on everything. Yeah, until we get a handle on it.
Yeah.
On behalf of my producer, Chris Cruz, I have to ask, what's the deal, man? Why no Puerto Rico? What's going on?
Puerto Rico's in here.
I didn't see it. Oh, my gosh.
There's a Puerto Rico circumnavigation.
I apologize then. Chris,
then I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh!
I'll tell you this: I did not read the book because Jeffy did not let me read it. He took it home.
It's on page what?
250. It's called Circling Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh!
Fisher,
Chris Cruz, we are going. I mean, this is amazing.
There it is.
Circling Puerto Rico. 250.
I went twice to Puerto Rico.
Amazing! You know your own book. You know your own book. Congratulations.
I went before Maria, and I went after Maria to see that everything I was going to write about was still there.
Was it still there?
And what was there a lot there, a lot missing? What happened?
There was more there than I expected. The coolest thing about going back after the hurricane was the fact that none of the traffic lights were working in San Juan. So it was
so
a total game of chicken at every intersection.
It's just a roundabout every corner. That's great.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, it's like, okay, whoever's the boldest, man, you know, whoever's going to drive through that intersection, like, they're not going to stop. It's, and so you kind of get used to that, and it becomes right. this fun little game. And there was incredible. A lot, you know, it really devastated the rainforest there.
Yeah.
I went up to see the rainforest again, and a lot of the trees were blown down or missing leaves. And I know a lot of it has come back now, but it takes years and years yeah. and years for something like that to recover. And it's the only tropical rainforest in the whole U.S. National Forest System. So it's a very special place in the United States. And that was really devastated. A lot of the coastal areas, the beaches were, you know, kind of trash, but they were gradually coming back. Most of the monuments or the places, the historic buildings, because they were built by the Spanish 500 years ago and they were built to last, you know, El Moro Fortress did not have any damage. I mean, it's been there for 500 years.
Incredible. It's going to be there for another 500. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was interesting to see it before and after, though. It was a very rare chance to see the before and the after.
I bet. Joe Yogurst, 100
Drought.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say also, I think that, you know, everyone raves about Cuban food, but Puerto Rican food is out of this world.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. You don't have to suck up to Chris like that, Joe. It's okay.
No.
Joe Yogurst, National Geographic, 100 drives, 5,000 ideas. Thank you so much for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Sure.
It was really enjoyable.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
And on behalf of Chris, thanks for going to Puerto Rico, too. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, sure.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Take care.
Happy trails. Just a friendly reminder to subscribe to Chewing the Fat with yours truly, Jeff Fisher. It's real simple. You can subscribe to this podcast on any platform that you want to. Just go to that platform and type in Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher and click on that subscribe button. Now, there's one platform that we don't play nice with. We don't like them. We don't want to play with them in the sandbox. We'll let them on the playground, but we're not going to play with them, and that's SoundCloud. So you can subscribe on any platform you want, just not SoundCloud, okay? Remember that. Hashtag not SoundCloud. So if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I'm not subscribed to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
You're a loser.
It's not very kind of you. And some people would say that you're not a nice person.
Loser.
So you don't want people to say that you're not a nice person. So subscribe to Chewing the Fat. All right,
and
then
you won't be a loser.
Right. And then, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel, too.
And then you will not be a double loser.
You'll be a double nicey person. That's what you want to be, a double nicey person. And then if you, if you want to rate and review it, if you subscribe on iTunes.
You'll be a triple nicey person.
Right, you'll be a triple nicey person. Like, you can say, I've made it easy for you if you want to rate and review it on iTunes. Just best podcast ever, 20 stars, and you're done. You don't have to think about something witty. You don't have to try to be funny. We already know you're a triple nicey person, or at least a double nicey person. You've subscribed and you're rating and reviewing. But if you're only doing that and not subscribing to the YouTube channel, you have not reached triple nicey person status yet. Okay? Now, and you want that in your life. You want triple nicey status in your life. Just saying. You know you do.
It's just like when MySpace has status. My status is a triple nicey person status.
You know what? Yes, that's what it is.
I like it.
Chewing the Fat. Yeah, if you want to be part of the in crowd and have triple nicey status.
And this is for all your losers that keep saying, I want to be an ambassador. Be a triple nicey person.
First.
Yes.
And then, why you get me started on the ambassador thing again?
So we haven't talked about it in a
while.
I know
we haven't. I've let it drop for a little bit.
I'm still getting text messages.
Don't do it. Why are you pushing me like that? Okay, I promise. All right, I'm going to try to throw it away right now, but I promise we'll address it next week. We'll address who our ambassadors are. All right. Who our influencers are. We're going to give the... We're going to give the CTF handbook next week.
I like it.
Okay. So we'll give you the handbook so that you can... We're going to be clear on everything chewing the fat.
And who's writing this handbook?
But right now, we're talking about triple nicey status. And if you want to be triple nicey status, you're a subscriber. You've rated and reviewed it. And you are a subscriber to the YouTube channel. That's triple nicey status. Okay. So T-Bone 308 gave us 5 stars. I mean, I guess that's all you can get technically on iTunes is just click on the 5 stars. I just got a pedicure the same day I listened to the Chewing the Fat episode with McAfee. Awesome episode. Best podcast ever. If you have an opportunity to go back and listen.
You better go back and listen.
Just know that it is a big guy episode.
It is a
big guy episode.
And if y'all been a listener for a while, we've had McAfee on the show.
And he gives us big guy episodes.
Yes. And the first time we censored it. And then the second time we were like, you know what?
No.
You can't censor McAfee.
No.
So there's 2 episodes out there. 1 censored, 1 uncensored. If you want to put on big boy pants this weekend, because I don't think we're doing a Saturday podcast because I'm not coming in.
I know, but I was thinking about it.
No. Just go back and listen to, you know, McAfee Saturday episode with Jeff Fisher, uncensored, raw, I think we call it, and you'd be all set.
Then we have a Vicky B. Jeffy and Chris are so fun to listen to while I'm cooking dinner and cleaning the house.
By the way,
perfect podcast.
I want to know what you're cooking. I want to know what's on
the
menu.
She's cooking dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's making dinner. She's listening to the podcast.
What is she making? Spaghettis.
Maybe
chops.
One night. Maybe. Every night is different dinner.
I want to know. ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. I want to know. What's for the weekend? What's the weekend schedule for eating?
On top of listening to the podcast.
And by the way, the cleaning, that better be like white glove cleaning. I want to see myself on that silverware.
And I'm not... Don't miss the stairway.
Oh, no.
Right, do not miss the stairway.
Or the railway to go. No, don't miss that.
That needs to be dusted.
Absolutely. Some cobwebs in the corners.
Yeah. Ooh, I do not like
get
that.
Get in there.
I do not like that.
And by the way, there is a other side of the fan. Not the fan that everybody sees. There's another side to the fan.
Thank you.
The top side?
When you walk upstairs and you look down.
If you see the dust, bunnies up there.
That needs to be cleaned.
Yes.
If you need a hand getting the ladder out of the garage.
I'll get you a
call somebody.
Longer pole.
Anyway. We'll get you the extension duster.
We'll get you the extension, But there's 2 sides to the fan, by the way.
I do like, now some people are playing along with the stew thing. It's great, whatever.
I don't know who that is.
I guess he does a podcast here on this network.
And he does the same thing that you do, tells him what to write?
I guess so. You know, whatever.
We can't be original?
But there is someone that is original.
Oh, okay.
Who reviewed it, Fat Ever.
Love
I kind of like that.
I like that.
I like that because it breaks away
from the
other Pete Dingleberries. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
CTF rules? No, bro.
No, bro.
Man, I love it.
Well, he spelled the B-R-O.
I know.
It's B-R-U-H.
They're playing along.
Get it right, bro.
20 stars, best podcast ever. I love it. Underrated. It's okay. See, that's a review. It's not best podcast ever, but it's somebody, you know, play it along.
It's okay.
Don't be... What?
That's all you got?
It's okay.
You wrote underrated, but...
It's okay.
For the actual review, it's okay.
It's okay.
Don't get your hopes up.
Amazing podcast. Give it a 18. Funny. And then there's one here, I don't even know, Cajun Conservative. And it's titled Kingmaker.
Oh, because we're lords.
I can't make it. Chewing the Fat has reached its stretch marks. I can't. Love the show. Thank you so much for the reviews. I appreciate it.
You missed more than that because that was on Tuesday. Cajun Conservative. Title of the review is Kingmaker. Chris Cruz just creates stars. And he's done it again. Chewing the Fat has reached his stretch marks because of Chris. Love the show. Jeffy's okay too.
Wish mine had printed out.
Oh, it did print it out.
I've been happy to read that.
It printed it out. It printed. I just want to say Cajun conservatives, K-R-U-Z, not K-R-U-Z-E. Wow. You and Glenn are on the same vibe.
That's because they're dickleberries.
You and Glenn are on the same vibe. You just give me that double K and that Cruz. I'm sorry, but who is spelling their Cruz like that? Now, I understand if you get like Tom Cruise and get her confused like that, but Ted Cruz. You got yourself a conservative. You don't know how to spell Cruz.
So you're Ted now?
I am Ted. You know, I'm cousin Ted. I'm cousin Chris.
All right. Don't forget also, I haven't mentioned this weekend. It's been horrific, the tornadoes in Nashville. Mercury 1 is on the ground, and they are assisting people and trying to figure out where. I mean, they're still missing people going through the debris. And so if you would like to help, and you can go to mercury1.org and donate. They have Operation Blessing, Operation Barbecue, Gleanings for the World, Somebody Cares, Team Rubicon. They're all deploying in Nashville, helping the families that need help. And you saw the damage. If you haven't seen any of the pictures from Nashville, you don't even need to look. Just know that the damage from those tornadoes was horrific, and there's plenty of people that need your help. So just go to mercury1.org/donate, and 100% of the money goes directly to helping the victims. Corona. We've not covered Corona in the last couple of days. So let's dig into a little bit of Corona. We can do that on the podcast. I know we're wrapping up the Blaze Radio Network show that we're doing. So I'll begin with my wife noticed that what popped up on Netflix may not last long thanks to the coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, yeah. That was released the same day coronavirus happened.
I know. So I don't know how long that's going to last on Netflix, but if you're a fan of the movie Outbreak, get to it and watch it. And remember that she texted me the opening scene in Outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
The single biggest threat to man's confused... Oh, I'm sorry. I got to read this correctly.
Don't worry about it. Don't embarrass
yourself. No, I'm going to read it correctly now.
Yeah, don't embarrass yourself.
Just cut that out.
I will definitely
podcast.
Cut it out. Yeah.
The single biggest threat to man's continued dominance on the planet is the virus. Dun, dun, dun!
What is the virus?
Just know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. You.
Seriously. Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
All right, it's Fat Pile Friday, and we can wrap up with the pile of Corona things that I have. We'll get back to this one. We've got U.S. health officials. We've got do's and don'ts from the U.S. health officials, and we'll get back to the do's and don'ts as coronavirus starts to become more part of our lives. I think right now we're at the point of it's just part of our life. I don't think we need to panic. I feel like the panic is overrated. Yeah, overrated. There's no need to panic. I mean, I went out. Holy cow, my wife went. My wife took a picture of just the antibacterial shelf empty.
Hand sanitizers.
I stopped into Sam's Club in our neighborhood.
No way.
So I got gas, and I get gas at Sam's. And
it was cheap, by the way.
It's not bad.
Super cheap.
And so I thought, I'm here. I'll just run in and grab
a pack of cigarettes.
Get a pack of smokes. Well, they only sell cartons. And let's get a carton. And, while I'm here, I'll just see what they have.
And?
Almost completely out of toilet paper. Almost completely out of water. And sodas were still okay. Sodas were just low. I mean, I thought, I have to get a couple waters. I have to get toilet paper.
Toilet paper and a couple
still,
of sodas.
There's still some there. I'm taking it.
Didn't you and Stu buy like the old Coke Zero?
Do you still have those? I don't recall.
Do you still have those?
I don't recall.
Is that your emergency prepared?
Yeah, no, they went bad.
Oh, they went bad?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
We bought a couple cases extra.
By a couple, you mean? A
couple cases extra.
By a couple, you mean?
I don't recall the number, 10 or 12. And
what do you do?
What do you mean?
The 12 packs? 24 pack.
Sam sells the 38 pack.
Oh!
I think that's what, don't they?
So 380?
At the waters. I don't remember how many comes in.
380 cans of soda?
I don't remember what comes in the boxes at Sam's. I don't remember what comes in those, how many they are.
Okay. Ballpark. Between 200 and 300 cans of soda wasted.
No.
Oh, you drank them?
Only a couple cases at the end.
Oh, you still drank them.
Only a couple cases at the end were turning.
But did you drink them or did you throw it away?
I mean, there may have been some extra zeros left here at Mercury Studios.
That is so wrong.
So, I mean, if you had a Coke Zero that you thought to yourself, oh, this just doesn't, no wonder they left them out for free. That was me. You're welcome.
Flat.
You're
it's
welcome.
It's like a little flat, so I'm just drinking syrup.
But I can think, enough, all right? Enough with the panic. Because I bought it, just wasn't panicked. I was like, holy cow, I'm going to need some water in the next couple of days. You people are going crazy.
Yeah, you're starting to like normal day-to-day water. You're not stocking up the water. Yeah. So like, I must take this before this idiots go.
Right, that's gone.
Because you went 2 days ago or yesterday?
2 days ago.
2 days ago, okay. And that was before we found out that we have 11 deaths, like yesterday.
I know.
And in the first one in California.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's going to, A, we know, thanks to this podcast and my,
and I'm quick thinking.
Those of you looking at the camera right now could see me pointing to my skull and at my brain because there's no off switch on Genius, knowing that it's going to get.
Oh, there is.
There's,
in this right here.
There's, knowing that there's no off switch on Genius, you also know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And world leaders are saying that now.
Oh, yeah.
Way after they heard it from me.
I believe I heard Glenn say it yesterday.
Thank you.
And then he just not
last
say
couple
it.
Days.
He was not just saying it. He was reading it from an article.
Thank you.
So doctors around the world.
Already quoting Chewing the Fat.
Chewing the Fat or you? Are they quoting you or the show?
You know what? The show and me. Same thing. I mean, that's like you saying that.
I love to pick on this because you will not let it go. Will not let it go.
So Italy is set to close all schools around the country. And I don't think they're going to be alone with that. Good luck if you're even coming close to flying by Italy.
I told you.
We heard from our man on 100 drives earlier in this broadcast. Island Nation shutting down. They're saying, no.
Look at the time.
Why can't we do that?
Racist.
Other nations around the globe closing their borders.
Racist.
And we're going to fight our president for wanting to close our borders.
Well, that's why you get for having a racist president. You just want to be racist towards the people.
It is incredible.
That is true, though.
Perhaps it's time we all shut our borders for a little bit. What do you say?
And like we talked about yesterday, we don't respond, we don't need to go to court for
it. Yeah, no.
We set the standard. You know what the standard is? If you have, something like, we're close.
Thank you.
We can
guess
close
what?
Up.
Guess what? I don't care. Even if you don't have. But she needs to get some help.
I know. I feel so sour. It's so bad for every time I press her. I just poke her.
The thing is that how do we? We're assuming that's a female.
That's a female.
That's what I mean.
So that's a female.
But we're
not assuming.
I think we're not assuming here.
That is a female. Okay.
I think I'm part of the LGBTQ people, I'm pissed. But
that's a girl.
I know.
That's a girl.
But we can't assume that.
Says who?
We can't. The LGBTQ world.
Like I said, this is America. We don't bow down to any other countries. So when we say that this is a...
it's a female.
It's
a female.
So no country can tell me that's not a female.
Anyway.
You should have done that cough compared it. Okay. By the way, those of you that blink during this broadcast, Jeffy coughed in.
Well, they could see it on camera.
Oh, okay. No, but they blinked. They blinked and they missed it.
My point is, you don't have to have coronavirus. You could be healthy as a horse. The borders are closed. No,
Camille,
we know.
Camille, what are you
Camille,
doing?
Camille, I should come. Even though we saw the Royals joking around about having corona.
Yeah.
Right? Kate and William, future king, joking. Ha, 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 ha. Real funny.
And by the way, did you see the Pope tested negative for the coronavirus?
Did he?
Yeah. Well.
Did he?
That's what the Vatican.
By the way, it's being reported that the Pope.
The Vatican told us that he. We ran the test.
Oh, okay.
We ran the test.
Oh,
the Holy Father.
He's fine.
The Holy Father's fine and healthy as a horse.
Can we have a word with him or is he busy? Pope. Hey, Pope. Oh, he's busy right now. Yeah, we can't be with
Pope,
him.
Are you okay? Because I thought you were a dude.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think he had corona. I mean, I was, what's going on? Yeah, no, he's busy. It's just incredible. So I don't care if you're healthy or not. Shut the borders down. We're not. And what about the airline industry? They can fly around the country.
Dude, I don't think anybody should be flying. It's a metal tube. With recycled air.
Yeah. So.
Let me introduce you to your air waitress, Marlene. And let me introduce you to, Juan.
You like some pretzels?
And this is a pilot. Hey, we're going to be flying 30,000. I'll have the co-pilot, do the rest of it because I can't. Co-pilot, can you take over?
We're just going to land.
We're going to land.
We're turning this thing around. Matter of fact, we're not even taking off.
No.
We're just going to wheel this thing back to the terminal and we'll call her a day.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and I sent you a picture of my sister. She's in Alaska. And do we really need to worry about Alaska? Can the cold survive in Alaska?
A sign.
At
with
Starbucks.
The Starbucks logo.
So it's a Starbucks drive.
Official Starbucks.
Yeah, it's
official memo.
Yeah, this is from...
We are temporarily pausing the use of reusable cups in the care of our customers and partners. We are temporarily pausing the use of reusable cups. So all the cups that you charge us $8 billion for at the counter to keep coming back and putting refills in. You're telling us we can't use those now?
Not anymore. Well, for a while. We're just pausing it, so don't freak out.
Let's see. In addition to sanitizing procedures in all our stores, this is one more step we can all take to prevent the spread of coronavirus, and in parentheses, COVID-19.
Okay, good. So
they did it both.
Okay.
Our commitment to sustainability remains unchanged. Does it? Learn more at starbucks.com/COVID-19.
Oh,
what does it say? Let's go to starbucks.com/COVID-19. And of course, they ended it with a thank you. It doesn't say thank you, Starbucks management. It doesn't say, it just says thank you. And it has the Starbucks
official logo.
So it's official. Hold on, it's got something up top here. What's it say? It's just their little word.
What's the website again?
Starbucks.com/COVID-19.
Oh, okay. -19. And that says?
We're not using reusable cups. Have a nice day.
Oh, it's a two-minute read. Managing through the dynamics of COVID-19. An open letter to all stakeholders.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is... As a global company, we've been closely monitoring the dynamic situation of COVID-19. First and foremost, the health and well-being of our partners and customers remain top of mind.
Blah, blah, blah.
Our focus remains on two priorities, caring for the health and well-being of our partners and customers. Forget about the employees. although the situation remains fluid, not really. We're taking some steps. Number one, we're taking guidance from the CDC and local authorities.
Good.
Number two, we're pausing the use of personal cups.
Right.
Number three, we have... provided a scenario based on procedure information to our stores teams on how to report anybody that has the virus.
Oh, wait.
I don't think that was in there.
No,
I don't think that was in there.
Starbucks is not for guns.
Oh, they're not for
no.
guns. four.
You could be a heroin user and go in the bathroom and shoot up, but heaven forbid you have a gun.
And you could be a tranny and they have them pay for your transition. But
thank you. No, but don't, no guns.
No guns. Four, we have restricted all business-related air travel, domestic and international travel through March 31st.
Yeah, a lot of companies are doing that now.
And five, we have modified or postponed large meetings across our offices in the U.S. and Canada. We will continue to stay close to our partners and local health officials, blah, 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 blah. Warm regard, Roseanne Williams.
Oh, okay. She's just their info.
Yeah, this is for the
info.
This is for the shareholders to be like, it's going to be okay. We still have coffee. You know, we have a coffee from Asia coming in pretty soon. Just ignore the
delivery. They might have coffee coming in from Asia, right? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, Starbucks might be one of the only companies that still do it because the ships are probably theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, the coffee places are all still theirs. So, I mean, the ships might not actually be Starbucks ships, but that's
what?
Where they make their... Yeah, I know.
You tell me that there's not a sealed of the mermaid
it's
lady?
It's possible. Oh, don't kid yourself. Oh, okay. I don't know. It's possible, but I'm guessing not. I mean, they bought all the farms. They bought all of that. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that they have their own ships. So if you're looking to, you know, load up coffee on the Starbucks ship and you hear... Anybody need a job? We need a ship. We're going to ship this thing into the U.S. I mean, it's possible. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. Disney has canceled. Oh, Disney Plus has actually canceled their European media launch because of this. Postponed that.
And we found out that sad news.
Oh, no.
Sad news.
Oh, no.
For sure.
What? Oh, no.
Sad news. And I want to give you credit because you called this one. This one was called by you.
Oh, I just want to say that I call so many things.
You do. Let me remind you, we lost him. Speaking of Disney Plus.
Oh, no.
We lost him.
Well, who did we lose?
Sadly to report that the coronavirus got Baby Yoda.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I knew it! That you were talking... Because I said on Pat's show, when they were talking about they postponed the delivery of Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Right, so we had the order. The original order was in December.
Yep.
And then we were...
That's when you could order them.
Right.
December 31st, because I ordered one.
And the release of that wasn't June 15th. Supposed to be until... Well, originally, I think it was even before then. I think it was before May.
But the second people that order through Amazon, because, you know, where else do you go to order your Baby Yoda from Disney? Mine was June 15th.
Okay, then it went to June.
Yes.
All right. And then they did another round of orders, right?
Yep.
They said, we can order. Okay, we're all those sold out, and we're going to do another round of orders that you can get
by Christmas
2020. Of
2020.
And that's what I said on
Look
Friday.
At the time.
I doubt you're going to... people are not going to get those.
Nope.
But that hadn't been announced yet.
No,
wasn't. That was just me guessing.
I believe you were 2, 3, 4 You were 5 days too early.
Thank you.
We lost
I freaking
him.
Knew it. No way.
We lost
no
him.
Way. They can't do it. They can't do it because production is so far behind. China is starting to ramp up production again. There's reports that they're opening factories and trying to get some things going. I mean, they have to, right? I mean,
their economy revolves about that.
Dead.
Yeah. Kids have not been in school yet.
Right.
My wife, they completely changed the entire... She teaches English to Chinese kids. They have completely changed the curriculum to actually making her teach them like normal classes because these kids have not been in class in 2 months.
I mean, it's so bad that Tinder is telling users that coronavirus safety is more important than dating.
Wait, so I can't swipe right?
No, they're still going to let you swipe right.
Oh, I can swipe right.
They're fine. They're still going to swipe right. They're
just
saying...
She says you need to wrap it up.
Be a little careful.
So do I bring my N95 when I'm swiping right?
I would wait until you show up.
Hey, this is not how I look, but I really wanted to, you know, punk a donk on.
What I'd do is I'd take the selfie without the mask.
And then I put it back on.
Then put it back on, yeah. And then if you're, you know, if you're gonna stop by.
Uh-huh. What if I want to... Hello? Hello?
Hey, come on in.
That's crazy.
So, let's see. Users have recently discovered that the dating app has included a warning about the dangers of highly contagious, potentially deadly disease. Well, I mean, Tinder's always gave you that.
Oh, yeah. You got the...
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you wrap it before you tap it.
We are not a sex site, but hey.
But you are, though.
But you are.
But your son told us about this.
They've done... Yes. My
your son
gosh.
Told us
There's
about
been,
this.
Look, ever...
Tinder is for that.
That's what it is.
Again, if you want to bring your... Find your future spouse, you're not going to Tinder. I'm so sorry, baby.
It's not. It is. And look at the camera while I'm telling you this in quotation marks. It's a dating website.
And you go to match.com, singlematch.com, Christian Mingle, coffee and something. Yes. You're not going there, baby. I'm sorry. Right, you're swapping right.
Not what it's about.
No.
It's not what it's about.
And that's fine. I'm sorry. And I'm not judging.
It sounded like a little bit.
No, I'm not judging. But, you know, if you want to have some fun, you go in there. You're not going to somewhere else.
So are you concerned?
No.
If you're a Tinder user, do you, are you concerned about the virus user?
No, I'm concerned about like HIV, gonorrhea, chlamydia, something like that.
I think I'm really worried about.
No.
That's the last thing on my
Absolutely.
Mind. Absolutely. I mean, I don't.
No, I don't think I'm worried about the coronavirus. I'm more worried about that HIV, gonorrhea, all those STIs.
She's not coughing. I don't care.
Exactly. And if she's coughing, and then you're done.
She felt warm, but I didn't know if that was me or the virus. And then we have
That's so good.
We have the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah, do's and don'ts.
From the U.S. health officials. Wash your hands. Of course. Wash your
birthday
hands.
Songs twice and you're clean. By the way, wash your hands with hot water.
Wash your hands.
Not cold water.
No, hold on.
It's not
don't
cold
Don't say
water.
By the way until let me see what it says here by the do's and don'ts, okay? Not from Chris Cruz. You part with your doctor with the CDC now all of a sudden?
No, I'm just telling you the health, you know.
People should wash their hands for at least 20 seconds several times a day. Wait. All right. Happy birthday to you. If you're watching on the camera, I'm washing my hands.
Hold on. Let me time you. Here we go. And start.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeffy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jeffy. Happy birthday to you.
15 seconds.
I got to sing it three freaking times?
Well, I feel like you went too quickly. This is happy birthday to you.
Oh, I didn't sing
happy
it right.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Like that. Yeah.
Fine.
You're welcome.
Three times. Health officials recommend using soap and water a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Good luck finding it.
I know. Sam Skulls is out.
Do not, if you believe you have come in contact with the virus, immediately wash your hands. Do not touch your eyes, face, or mouth. Learn the symptoms. Do not wear a mask, of course. I mean, the mask is for if you get sick. It's not for you. Wearing a mask isn't going to help you get it. Avoid public places. If you're over 60 or have a condition. Ooh. Wait, what? Rethink your travel plans and have supplies ready. What if you're already sick? It doesn't. It didn't say play sound effect. Wait, there's two emojis here. What if you're already? You may think about. No, those emojis are not part of the story.
No,
stop it.
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh, so sad. Do not reach for antibiotics.
Is it sad, though?
Yes.
No, is that? Do you really want to be all upset right now when, according to the world, we're all going to die? This is the best bet you could do. You just laugh it out loud. You know, sorry if you're in the top tier, 70, 80. Get your life together.
Just be careful.
Get your life together.
Just be careful. Stay clean.
Get that wheel updated.
Just stay clean.
I know. Okay, fine. But what if they can't stay clean? You get that will together. You know, if you don't have a beneficiary, Chris Cruz, Jeff Fisher, phone number.
That's a good point.
888-900-3393. Address 6301 Riverside Drive, Building 1, Irving, Texas, 75039. email address, chewingthefat@theblaze.com.
At JeffyJFR on Twitter, Jeff Fisher Radio, Facebook, and so Instagram, like, Jeff Fisher Radio. Just direct messages. We're good.
Like, hey, you're in our will. It, we'll take care of you. And well, make sure you sign the do not resuscitate, you know, so that you should just go.
Hey,
and
we
go.
Want the DNR.
Yeah.
We got to have the DNR.
You go. Yeah, I'm not here going to freaking feed you through a tube. The money you left me is for me. Not for me to keep you awake till you can eat through a tube. So make sure you sign that do not resuscitate. And you know what? It's going to be a great experience. You okay? Too harsh?
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying.
Both. It's the show.
Just
you do both a lot.
Just be careful out there, okay? That's all I'm saying. Just be careful. Have a good weekend.
If you're in Washington State, you better leave. Actually, no, stay there. You know, stay.
Thank you.
Yeah, stay there.
Oh my gosh, that
Washington State.
On top of closing the total United States border.
Sorry, states. Colorado. I mean, you know, Washington State.
It's tough. You're not going to be able to quarantine people in the U.S.
Americans are not going to do it. In China,
we're closing the border. Seriously, and this is no jokes aside, close the border of the
U.S.
United
border.
States.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, airlines. You can fly in and around the country all you want. Under my plan, Chris Cruz says, just shut them down.
But he shut everything down.
It's awful dark in that area over there. Yeah, that's where the airport used to be, but they shut down all the lights.
Speaking of that, did you see the air pollution in China?
Go on.
You seen those pictures? A year ago today, cloudy, smug, whatever you call that. Today,
is that a sunshiny day?
It's a sun.
Yeah, I mean,
unbelievable.
Well, it's unbelievable, but I say get back to the smog. Want the factories up and running. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
I don't think President Winnie the Pooh wants that, though. Because that would look bad on him.
That's kind of true. But no, the machine's back on. That doesn't look bad.
Oh, not as bad, but he has to kill all those people then.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, Simpsons Season 4 predicted the coronavirus.
Before Chewing the Fat?
Yeah.
Before Chewing the Fat.
Season 4.
The Simpsons predicted something before Chewing the Fat. We're done. That pisses me off. Okay, but I mean, I know that they were on, you know, before Chewing the Fat started, right? So it's
31 years ago?
It's kind of a disclaimer. Still ticks me off, though.